This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. Legislators are gearing up for a third special session that will start June 18th. They'll have 10 days to reach an agreement on the budget and taxes. But Representative Melinda White says taxpayers shouldn't have to foot the bill for another session after tax negotiations collapsed under partisan gridlock last week.
Well, the night when it went down, I was so frustrated and immediately said, we do not deserve pay for another special session.
On top of an annual salary, legislators are paid a daily rate of $164 each day they're at the Capitol. Representative White is foregoing that per diem for the third special session.
It's what the people are asking for. They don't think that we should get any more pay, and I agree with them. I think we should get the work done in the time that's allotted for us and quit playing games.
While she can't technically refuse the check, she'll be donating the money to Youth Service Bureau, which assists neglected children in her district. Each day of a legislative session costs the state about $60,000. That includes staff, per diem, printing, and other costs. And those days have been adding up as lawmakers have been at an impasse over how to fund next year's budget. The legislature managed to pass a spending plan in the second special session, but it's still short by about $500 million. Governor Edwards signed that budget into law Friday, but he's urging legislators to compromise on a way to fill that funding gap and avoid cuts to state services. Representative White is optimistic the third time's the charm.
I think with some time down, maybe some members will also feel the same way and will join together and just take care of business, balance the budget, which has also been cut, and get it done.
The special session must finish up no later than June 27th, just 3 days before the end of the fiscal year. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.